You got to focus on exactly what's going to move them, and you put focus on that. It's like, so you got to speak their language. You got to talk to them in their language.
But when people say this, sometimes people say you're being fake.
Right.
But no, but it's not. And just talking to them in their language.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your man, Brandon Carter, and you are listening to the Victory Talk Podcast. This is the podcast where we show you how to build your money, muscle, and mindset. I give you the lessons that I learned over my career building several multi-7-figure businesses. And every once in a while, I bring in my successful multi-millionaire friends to teach you their lessons as well. No matter what podcast platform you're tuning into, make sure you follow us there because we are dropping new content that's going to help you succeed. Now, let's get into today's episode.
I look at like my employees or the people I lead, I feel like I work for them. That's how I look at it, you know, because you think about somebody's running a race, a marathon. The person in front, he's moving the fastest, right? He's working the hardest, what they call him, the leader. You know what I'm saying? Right? You know, and the leader is working the hardest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I always feel like if somebody, you know, 34 employees, man, these people's livelihoods, you know, they got kids and stuff. Like, I mean, of course they can go get another job. While they're with me, the food they put on their kids' plate and directly corresponds to my work ethic and my performance. You know what I'm saying? And that's like some shit that I don't take lightly at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I feel guilty for taking time off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm almost weird about it because I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like birds, when they fly in that formation, the V formation, the one in front, the leader, he's working the hardest. He makes it easier for everyone else.
Just to fall in line.
Yeah, I always feel like that's what we do as leaders. But then you got other dudes, no, I'm the boss. I'm the boss. I'm in charge. They want to throw their weight around.
Ain't got to say they the boss, ain't the boss.
Ain't the boss.
You ain't the boss, bro. If you got to tell your team, I'm the boss,
Yeah. You
ain't the boss.
Unless you saying it in a rap song.
that's
one of his, it's cool. Say whatever you want to, just raps.
Because I had to learn that the hard way. I had to just say that one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it took for me to understand that if I gotta say I'm the boss, I ain't the boss.
Yeah.
If I gotta like really use my power to move somebody, I ain't doing a great job as the leader.
Yeah, yeah. They should, it kind of goes to sales. It's like they should want to do it. Like you should be so, tell them should be so in line that they're excited to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's just like in kids, we talked about kids earlier. Like you can't force your kids to do what you want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get them to tap into what they love to do and you support them on that, then they can become the freaking butterfly they deserve to be. But if I stick them in the cocoon and say, yo, you ain't coming out till you become the butterfly with the colors I want you to, and they ain't never going to blossom.
And even if they do, they'll fuck around and resent.
And they're going to resent you 1,000%. So the same thing with your team. Like, how do you lead them based off of what they want in their life? Like, you're pushing commission, big bonus checks when all they want is more time with their family.
Sometimes that's all it is. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes they just want more recognition.
Yep.
So they just want you to say, I appreciate you.
Sometimes it ain't even money. It's like, it's money. It's always money. But it's like, because other things.
Sometimes it's not always money.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you, so it's 16 different personality types.
That's true.
So how do we focus on every last personality type the way they want to be communicated with? I can't talk Spanish to you, bro. You speak English.
Yeah.
I don't know what you
think. Espanol.
That's.
Only there
they go.
Yeah. And are they gross?
Yeah, that's it. That's all you got.
That's it. A few words.
So me and leading them based on how they want to be led and what motivates them is huge for a leader to actually connect with them in a way and really understand like what drives them, what moves them, and how they want to be communicated with. It's like somebody's a nurturer. When I got a team that's a nurturer, like somebody with like nonprofit hugging and you know, their community aspect. The first thing I do when I talk to them is like, hey, how's your day? How's the family? Like, how's everything? Same thing with a prospect. If I'm on the phone with a prospect and I'm talking to them, I see they're like nonprofit, they got a nonprofit organization and they, you know, they're all about the community giving back. And the reason why they're doing this, they want to make impact. I would lean in with, oh man, you know, we just gave away $1.6 million in scholarships and we're giving away Christmas gifts and taking the whole Christmas list gifts and we're passing it to families that don't have no Christmas coming up. And we take their whole list of what they want, and we go deliver it to them. So, like, the same way I'm gonna lead in a conversation with my team, same way I'm gonna lead in conversation with sales, I'm gonna connect with them how they want to be connected with, and I don't even have to say anything. Somebody will buy from me just because I'm doing nonprofit work, because I care, because I greet them with a hug, because I ask about their family and about their kitty cat and their doggy, you know, and you know, what's your favorite son? And that's going to get them to buy versus me doing a hard pitch on how much money they can make when they don't care about that.
Some person might be super excited to hear that. Some person might be like, that's different. Like you said, there's 16 different, Myers-Briggs, different.
It's not a personality type.
Everyone's different. Yeah.
So you got to focus on exactly what's going to move them, and you put focus on that. It's like, so you got to speak their language. You got to talk to them in their language.
But when people say this, sometimes people say you're being fake.
Right.
But no, but it's not. And just talking to them in their language.
It's like this. Here goes a quick example. So me, I give back every year. Like literally, we go on Christmas. I go down to Compton, whatever city I'm in, Miami, Kansas City, and we go and we find Christmas lists. And we go buy everything on that list and we hand deliver it to them on Christmas. But if you don't give a damn about charity, why don't even talk about it? When somebody's talking about jewelry or whatever, like, you got to figure out what that person cares about.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not going to lean in. If I know that you're a person I love to win competition, when I'm talking, I'm going to have a conversation with my team. I'm like, yo, you gonna let such and such beat you out? You dead last.
See,
what's up? What we doing? I want to have your name big on. I want to put you up there for a team member of the week. Come on, bro, let's go. As a matter of fact, you hit this bonus, I'm gonna throw a Rolex watch in for you. That's gonna excite them. But let me go tell a person that care about community and hugging and giving back, I'm gonna give them a Rolex watch and put them at the top. They don't care about that, so I'm gonna miss them.
Yeah.
So, but I have jewelry. I have Rolexes, I got APs and Rich and Millions, I got all of that, but I'm never going to bring that up to the nurture. That's not me being fake. I understand what they want to hear,
and
I'm speaking their language based on who I am. So I'm taking a little piece, I got a whole me, and then based on who I'm talking to, I'm going to take this section and just talk to you about that section. If I'm talking to somebody that's a knowledge type of personality type, and all they care about is learning and self-mastery and technology, I'm not talking to them about Rolex watches and charity giving bags. I want to talk about the book I just read,
yeah.
What program I just took, what coaching program I just joined. I'm going to talk about the newest technology I'm walking with. I'm talking about my Tesla and how that thing is smooth and it's self-driving. And like now they're doing some new thing where they can take your brain and put it in somebody else's head for somebody that's paralyzed from the neck down. And then from somebody that's from the neck up, their brain paralyzed. So they're going to take their body. So they're like, damn, that shit's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm connecting with them based on what they want to hear. So that's what I do with my team. That's what I do with sales. Like it works. And people like to buy from people they know, like, and trust. And if you're more like me, not only I'm going to buy from you, but I'm going to trust you and I'm going to want to rock with you.
That's a fact.
All right, guys. Hope you've been enjoying this episode so far and you're getting lots of value from it. On the Victory Talk podcast, our goal is to help you guys make money, build muscle, and improve your mindset with brand new episodes every day. And we're not trying to sell you a bunch of stuff. There's no sponsors like these other guys. They're trying to sell underwear on their podcasts, some fucking bullshit that someone paid them to do. I ain't doing none of that. So if you found value in this at all, man, please write a review, because it's really going to help us put out more content, help more people make more money, build their muscle, and improve their mindset. Now enjoy the rest of the show.
How can they get in touch with you, man? They want to find out more about it. Because I know, you know, I help trainers, but you help everyone else. Right? So, like, let's say there's a guy who's good at video games. Or there's a guy, is anybody who it wouldn't work for? Like, who can you think?
Or it wouldn't work for people that's not serious. People that's not willing to be uncomfortable. People that's not willing to invest in themselves at a level of results they want to receive. And it's not for people who don't like money. If they don't like money, it's not for you. It's for people who are willing to be coachable, who want to leave a legacy for their family, who's willing to join a community that is going to uplift you, bring you up, pull you up, like real family. And I'm not talking about relatives. Like relatives are same blood. Like that's a relative. I'm talking about family. Somebody that want to see you win. Somebody that will see you fall down while they're running full speed past you and stop hitting the brakes. Come grab and put you around their neck and take you across the finish line. Like when a pushing past your uncomfortableness, right? Like, that's family. So that's what we do, man. We really have a community that, like, locks arm together to and really push past all the fears and the limited beliefs to have somebody that's going to leave you accountable with the right coach, the right mentor that's going to guide them to success and teach what you know in a way that's going to impact others. And we do it through social media. One thing that everybody needs is social media. It's never going anywhere. Anybody who don't get with it is going to get left behind. No different than Blockbuster got left behind in streaming and Netflix has kicked their butt. The last thing you want to do is be the next Netflix, you know, dominating. And you look back and they say, oh, that was you over there, Mr. Blockbuster, dusting yourself off and saying what I could have done, right? Because Blockbuster had an opportunity to grab Netflix, but they didn't because they felt like they knew it all. But guess what? Guess what happened when you know it all? You blow it all. Now, that was hard. That was hard. If anybody want to get in touch with me, man, you know, I decided for Keto that we was going to do something really dope. And I really want to give back to his community and the powerful things he's doing. And I decided to create a discounted link for you guys and understand how much money we get in. And we want you guys to get that same amount of money. All right. So all you got to do is go to specandketo.com and we're going to give you guys 50% off the 5-day challenge, man. I want to spend 5 days with you guys and I want to not only give you guys the mindset to overcome those limited beliefs, but also be able to fight through this with you. You can lock arms with me. We can walk you through this. Hold your hand, have a family, a community of like-minded individuals. My millionaire students are going to be in there. My 100,000-year students are going to be in there. Like, everybody's going to be in there to push you, right, to give you accountability. And we're going to level you guys up. So especially for the people that join the VIP, it's going to be so dope for you guys because you get an hour before the session actually start. And I charge $25,000 an hour just for my time. But after talking to my brother right here, we decided to get you guys in for the VIP half off and get you guys coaching every single hour, every single day for those 5 days before the session starts. We decided to add an implementation workshop just for his community where we're going to work with you hands-on. And whatever I just taught you in the main session, I will work with you. Me and my team will work with you guys hands-on to make you accomplish and take action on what you just learned. So how you can make money on social media to monetize it, to grow your follower, to gain a brand that people are dying to give you money. People are ready to just invest in you and your dreams and what you believe in for you and your family. So join this challenge, the Social Media Income Challenge, and we lock arms together. And listen, I don't ever do stuff like this, but after talking to him and what he's doing, I said, we got to do this. So now we're here and now you got an opportunity. So jump in one more time at specandketo.com. Jump in right now. And I told him, I said, I can't do this for everybody. So we had to break it down only to 50 people. And I know there's a lot of people going to be watching this. So success loves speed. So the first people that jump in, they're going to get the discount. And if you miss it, then maybe join a wait list or something. Well, I don't know.
It might be a wait list. And who knows?
Hey, but get it. Regardless, get it right now. Regardless, it's going to be the most powerful time you ever spent on your life, man. It's going to be super powerful, man. Like, Mario Arizon came in the challenge, really dominated in the challenge. Like, now he's winning an 8-figure award as a spectacular star, right? Killing it. Social media blew up, went from 20,000 followers to 230,000 followers in a few months. Now he's dominated and freaking crushing it, man. So I want you guys to level up and do this, and I want you guys to do it right now.
All right, guys, hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, thank you for listening to this all the way to the end. And in case you're looking for more free content and more free stuff that'll help you make money, build your muscle and your mindset, join our free Victory Unit Discord channel. It's 100% free. And I have free courses in there that you can download right now, today, 100% free. And we're putting new courses in there all the time. We're in there answering your questions. There's a group of people who are super serious about obtaining elite level success. And if that's you, go ahead and join the Discord. But don't join, you know, if you want to be average or mediocre. That's not the place for you. You won't find anything for you there, right? If you want to be a regular guy who does regular shit until you die, that's cool. I'm sure you got redeeming qualities. The Victory Unit Discord, you won't find a lot of value for you. Now, if you're a guy who's hell-bent on success and will not allow anything to stop him from accomplishing his goals, you fucking need to join the Victory Unit Discord. You need to stop whatever you're doing, whatever it is. It's not more important than joining the Victory Unit Discord right now. I don't care if you're holding a baby. You know what I'm saying? If you're at work, put the baby down. Walk out of that meeting. Join the Victory Unit Discord right now. Right? It's the most important thing you'll do if you're serious about success. And in case you're into video podcasts, you can find and watch this episode on my YouTube channel as well. All right? Holla at y'all. Peace.